Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. This week, a handful of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. First, the Minnesota Department of Public Safety says former Mile Locks County Sheriff's Officer Aaron Joseph Heuer, who volunteered at a summer camp in Otter Tail County, has pled guilty to criminal sexual conduct. The former sheriff's deputy could face 33 years in prison. Heuer pled guilty to four counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct with four separate victims. Heuer admitted inappropriately touching four male victims, ages 8 through 10, and instructed them to have sexual contact with him. The DPS says the criminal complaint reveals the first incident took place when Heuer was volunteering as a fishing guide at Lutheran Island Camp in Henning, Minnesota. More incidents are alleged to have taken place on a separate fishing trip unrelated to the camp. Next, a Yuba County Sheriff's deputy is facing charges that he beat a man unconscious and then intimidated witnesses. Deputy Nelson Magana has posted bail after he was arrested on suspicion of battery and threatening those who called 911. The 31-year-old was reportedly in Chico celebrating St. Patrick's Day when he got into a fight with another man in a restaurant bathroom. Magana is said to have knocked him out and kicked him before trying to stomp on his head. Witnesses intervened, and that's when the deputy apparently said what he would do to them if they snitched. Magana has been full-time with the force since 2002 and was actually named Yuba County Peace Officer of the Year at one point. He is on paid leave pending the investigation and will be in court next month. Charges are up to the Butte County District Attorney. Then, a veteran Northport, Florida police officer was arrested the night of Thursday, March 20th on charges of sexual battery and false imprisonment, while a fellow officer took his own life before a warrant for his arrest was served. Police crews were at the Northport home of the late officer Ricky Urbina well into the night investigating his death. The veteran police officer was about to be arrested on the same charges as his fellow officer Michelle Turner. The investigation into their misconduct started in early March. One of Urbina's neighbors told News 10, "I had a feeling he was involved only because his police car had not been here for the past couple of weeks. Crazy, anything like this goes on in such a small town." In the heavily redacted affidavit, the victim claimed she was handcuffed by Officer Turner and taken into a bedroom at a birthday party. That's where the alleged sexual assault involving both officers took place. Urbina was on duty at the time of the party. Turner was not. In a press conference on March 21st, the Sarasota Sheriff's Office explained that there was an agreement in place. If either officer were to be arrested, they would be notified ahead of time. Turner complied and was taken into custody. Urbina had one request to be arrested at a location separate from his home, but as detectives were en route to the location, there was a shooting at his home. Urbina was found dead. And finally, Henry Arroyo, a former Key West Police Department resource officer at Key West High School, was arrested this past Monday on two felony counts of lewd and lascivious behavior for allegedly molesting a child younger than 12. Details on what specifically is alleged aren't clear, but Arroyo was being investigated by the Florida Department of Child and Families and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. He turned himself in at the Monroe County Detention Center on Stock Island on Monday, March 24th, around 9:45, according to the booking records. And that's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. Because all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.